When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today's guest is one of my faves, Zach Campo.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for being on for the third time in a row.
No, in a row?
In a row. Fuck,
third
I fucked
time
that up. Third time.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Third time.
Quarantine.
Reoccurring.
Brain. I'm going to blame it on quarantine brain, but I'm always saying dumbass shit.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm unemployed. I'm watching the world burn around me from my apartment.
But so. Are you surprised by all of this, Zach?
No, I'm not surprised in any sort of way.
I'm shocked at how shocked people are at what's happening.
Well, I don't want to say this from a place of, I don't want to come off like sounding better than anyone else, but like me and you are a little bit more broader thinkers. Like we think of things in like larger order systems, and we've kind of been on this for a while thinking about things. So
oh, how the fucking system's broken and needs to change, and how the earth's dying.
Yeah
and we've been talking about it.
And
how wet markets and factory farming and all that, do you know? Yes. That people were selling mini turtles in necklaces. Okay,
like actual
mini turtles, live turtles. In
so the turtle
small,
was alive.
Yes. Shit like that explains the corona.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not just unsanitary. It's the immorality. It's everything. Mm-hmm. We're killing off each other, the earth, the animals.
Yeah.
Boom. What's the earth going to do? Protect itself. Try to restore order.
Yeah. I try to like, because this is a very delicate
I get so mad.
Time. I'm mad too. But so this is like a very delicate time because I do know that I have a lot of friends right now who are like on the front lines. And so they're like fighting for their lives, and they're fighting for a lot of people's lives. So I don't want to be the person that's like, I fucking told you and this and like, see, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's not. While, yeah, no, it's not so, to a particular person anyway.
Yeah. So I don't want to be like the person just like sprouting negativity while this is going down. But like when this is all kind of wrapped up, like we need to have a serious discussion. And if you aren't awoken by this just paradigm shifting event, the biggest moment in modern history, if you're not awakened by this, you're really not paying attention.
Then you're probably going to die. You're probably going to die because this is the first of many things that could happen if we want to get real. And I'm not trying to sound callous. This is a warning shot, you know, and it's not even the conversations that need to be had. It's the changes that need to be made at this point. Or the earth will continue to do whatever it needs to do. So we can be here in our own personal human like victimhood or not victimhood, it doesn't matter. What's going to need to happen is going to happen, and we can be offended by it or not.
Yeah.
It's happening for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's there's a scientific reason if you really take a step back and look.
Yes.
You know? So with or without all of our judgments and sensitivities or anything, changes need to be made. The conversation should have been happening when we saw all the glaciers melting in all the fucking videos. Mm-hmm. There are people still denying global warming. All right, motherfuckers, well, here's a virus. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean motherfuckers to any particular person, unless it's people who are steeped in racism, misogyny, and killing off planet Earth. Now, unfortunately, that's not, you know, it's not like it's targeting just those people. And that's the thing that's a shame. And then we have amazing heroes on the front lines, like nurses, doctors, grocery store workers, post office people, a ton of people, you know. So, but everyone right now also has a right to leave their job. I know that's easier said than done because it's money. But you also, if it feels too dangerous, can walk the fuck away if it's putting your life on the line and you don't want to. Once again, I understand that's easier said than done, but it's not like you'd be the only person having to claim bankruptcy right now.
It's incredibly difficult because it's a, there's so many dimensions in which this event is touching, and there's so many dimensions in which you can view this through. So looking at, like, on a personal level, like if you're someone just based on our current economic system, which to me is the number one thing that has caused all of this. We just have a very poor economic structure, and people really,
it's not just that, do but it's not, one of the things. It's huge.
Oh, it's huge, but like people really do not give credit to how much the economic structure about how we go about things affects the psyche, the collective psyche. Where
it's capitalism, imagine that we, too. It's finest.
It's a scarcity-based market system where everything's based on consuming. And if people don't consume, the whole thing blows up. And look, in just 4 weeks, we just said, hey, we got to pause this for 4 weeks so that we can handle this virus. And the entire economy collapsed.
Yeah,
and that's, and just, that's just a terrible design.
It's linked to not giving a shit about community as a whole. If we started shifting into a less parasitic structure of, you know, the very elite rich on top and people on the bottom, if we switch to actually, I'm not saying everyone could be perfectly exactly equal. That's not how it works. But if we actually started caring about each other and just the structure changed into something that was actually filled with life force and movement and regeneration, energy systems that are replenishable and free.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking about Thrive Movement documentary shit. We are.
Seriously. No, this is like,
it's right there. You know, and it's happening.
And we have the ability to do it. It's just, once again, the current, I'll say the power structures that be, the people who are currently vastly benefiting from the current structures in place, know on whether it's a conscious or subconscious level, they know that their time is done and they are doing everything that they can to keep it in place. And by them holding on harder and harder and harder, it's going to cause more and more suffering. And you're seeing it right here. They just passed a, you know, they did a couple of days after the stock market crashed, they threw $500 billion into the stock market in loans. And then they did another $1.5 trillion. And then they just did another $2 trillion. And they're just throwing it in there. And it's all going back into the banks and the people who own everything already. And it's not going into the everyday people's lives. Like, it's not going
to the times are changing.
And they can keep throwing the money at it. They can do whatever they want. But like, this system is
a broken system.
It's already, it's dead. Like, people, you can scrap on it forever. And it doesn't matter how, like, Trump could become, could still win the election. Like, whatever it be, the conservatives could win for the next 8 years. I don't care how much longer they want to drag this on. It's dead. And the universe, the earth, this whole system is going to eventually arch in the right direction.
It's arching right now. This could last. Yeah. We don't know how long this could last. I'm not saying I want it to last. All I'm saying is things are good. There's a quote where it's like the universe continues to knock louder and louder and louder till you listen. I always took that more personally, right? Like, because I've had things in my life, until you listen, they don't change. This is a global knock to everyone. It's like, things need a fucking change. Every system, every structure, schools, economic, animal welfare, the way we treat each other, whether people have clean water, access to utilities and things like that, it just needs to stop. The homeless situation throughout the world needs, we need to figure out how to take care of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just over. And not just that, but how everyone can thrive. It's a whole new system mm-hmm. that needs to come through.
Yeah,
and people will die. The people who, I don't want to say the people because it's not targeted like that, but it's like, the people need, the earth is right now. Die. People are going to die because it's like, we're like bed bugs right now.
It's going to be poor people first. It's going to be first poor countries first.
Oh, do you think?
Yes. It's going to be poor countries well, that first. Sucks. Well, because you think about something like look at coronavirus. So it started in China. Luckily, China, even though it's like a communist authoritarian,
they think in wet markets in China, which need to fucking stop.
Yeah, there's a lot of horrible things to say about China. But say if that virus started somewhere in a third world country, say like in Africa, let's say like Chad or something like that, where I was watching a TED talk and the woman who was giving the presentation was talking about how, say this started in a country where they have a very poor medical infrastructure. So they only have like 3 doctors for every like 500 people or something like that, or whatever the rate is. And then the virus is able to spread so exponentially faster because they don't have any infrastructure to contain it. And then it spreads like wildfire. So that's how, because these viruses are going to, like, if coronavirus gets solved and we don't change how we, our relationship to the natural world, it's going to be another one.
Of course.
It's going to keep coming and coming because it's the earth. The earth is an organism and we are part of this organism and it will do what it needs to do to protect itself.
Absolutely.
It's just basic science. And
it doesn't make it not sad. To anyone think I'm sounding calloused, it's just an obvious thing for me that honestly I predicted that this was going to happen and here it is.
It's a very impersonal thing, actually. It's just very much this is reality. This is how it is.
And we have to freaking wake up, shift, and heal these broken systems in order for this shit to not happen. It's mind, body, spirit connection, not mm-hmm. just for each individual, but the whole impersonal way of looking at it too. They're different universes. And when there's a sickness in the way we are spiritually, emotionally, all of it, so many people were in deep suffering. So many animals were in deep suffering. The planet was fucking dying. Of course, something like this is happening to get our attention. We need to shift.
It's just, and you know, you and I, we study the holographic nature of reality. So the timing of all this as well, everything from, you know, the country just once again rejected the progressive movement, which was, you know, Bernie Sanders' platform of Medicare for all, learning that like we need to take care of each other, like learning that we are all part of each other. My suffering is your suffering. Like that is the central message of Bernie Sanders, which I'm such a huge fan of Bernie Sanders, but like I don't like Bernie Sanders because of Bernie Sanders. I like Bernie Sanders because of the movements that's behind him and the consciousness that exists within his movement. Whereas many political movements are very much individual based. They're not really about the movement. Like Trump wasn't really, even though Trump does have a movement, it's very narcissistic, egocentric.
Make America great again.
And it's about Trump. It's about this hotshot, successful dude. It's not about the movement behind him. So we, as a collective, said no to that once again, and then reality immediately endorses Bernie Sanders with this. 10 million people are now on unemployment from 2 weeks ago. And so that means everyone loses their, I'm not sure everyone does, depending on what your company's deal is, but tons of people have now lost their health insurance. We're not opening up the, ACA, the Affordable Care Act, for people to re-enter. Trump said no to that. So we're just going to leave all these people completely uninsured. And so what the main talking point of, I'm going a little political here, but like a big talking point was like how destructive it is and how stupid it is to tie health insurance to employment. And what coronavirus has shown is that we're only as healthy as our most unhealthy person. So your weakest link, once that break, if one person gets sick with the coronavirus, they can now spread it to other people. It doesn't get, like, who cares if you have health insurance, if that person doesn't have health insurance, you know? So, and I'm talking about just coronavirus here, but this could evolve to like whatever other viruses.
The hypocrisy is coming up right now too. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Oh, but we don't have any means to allow you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but what I believe is going to happen is even things like politics it's going to start falling apart naturally, even without us having to do a damn thing. The whole, we could end up, I'm not saying, I don't know how this is all going to go at this point. I don't. All I know is that stuff like this will continue to happen until there's an actual shift in everything. And I'm like, well, let's see how apocalyptic it gets. I don't know.
I'm actually pretty scared. I'm going to say I'm scared, but there is a part of me that is worried that if they don't do a massive economic stimulus by the end of May, because people are already running out of money, and this is going to go through the summer. Like, we're kidding ourselves if we think this is actually going to be done by the end of April.
We'll see. I don't think we can make... I mean, you might be right.
Yeah, I could
it's
be
It's very
I could be
hard
wrong,
to predict.
But like,
and predicting can get us in trouble, too.
Yeah. But because I was in, like, some of the bullshit that, you know, politicians, they were doing insider trading. There was those four senators that sold their stock to make millions of dollars instead of warning the people that this was coming.
Corruption.
I'm like, at what point do people literally start hitting the streets in violence? Like, what time, like, at what point, and I mean this genuinely, do people start shooting politicians?
Well, don't come for me, bitches, because I'll bite off a motherfucking nose if I have to.
Because I'm like, don't come for me. Literally, like, at what point is it? And I'm not saying that as, like, a threat or anything. I'm just like, this is reality. At what point do we get sick of this, where people literally enter, like, turn to violence?
I mean, if that happens once again, I wouldn't come for Zach Campo either, okay?
I mean, I'm not
if someone comes for you, I hope you would defend yourself.
Yes, I would.
I know I would.
I'm not worried about
every human
attacked.
Has the right.
People, like, attacking, like, public servants, like politicians and,
oh,
you know,
well, we
like,
can't. It does. I mean, it's whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Let's hope it doesn't go in that direction.
Yes.
Of course.
But, like,
when I said I'd bite off a nose, I don't want to bite off a nose. I'm saying if someone comes at me in the apocalypse with weapons, I'll be like a badger in a cage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, we just have to wake up. We have to change the way the factory farming industry is, like, the unsanitary nature of it, plus the immorality, like, everything. Mm-hmm. It needs to stop.
And I also find it interesting, like,
we'll see.
This is a big wake up call that to show, like, how disconnected we are with the natural world and the animal world. And I was even, once again, thinking holographically, the number one show right now is this Tiger King show. Mm. And people are obsessed with it. And it's just complete shows. Just, these people are insane. And the abuse that we put these tigers through, like, for a show, and they take the cubs away from
the mother.
We're
in the cages. Like, just like when we put animals in cages like that, it's holographic. We are in cages. We are unhappy. We are treating each other and everything from our place of unhappiness and a disconnect. So it's time for all of us to find out the kind of freedom we want collectively.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are living lives where our full life force isn't being activated. In the business I'm in, not just comedy, but the healing business, I've had enough clients, I've talked to enough people where they're just not fully satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. But no one really fucking deals with it or talks about it. So now we're being put in this interesting portal almost via coronavirus. And it's interesting. That's why I said it's hard to predict. Collectively, we need to come together and figure out, how do we want this to go? It's not just up to me. It's not just up to you. It's up to the whole collective.
Do you recall who is the person who started the theory of the quickening? Was it the singularity, you know, the quickening?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, where we're entering this point, and it
we
seems
absolutely
like we're getting faster.
Are entering that.
But, like, do you have the same experience? Like, to me, I feel like the days are going by so fast.
Like, it depends. I feel like they're all blurring into
this
one
like,
day.
Like, I feel like this is just, like, the years are just rolling into one another, and the day, like, I'm like, I'm so confused by it. I'm like,
I'm all right with
like,
it.
Is this
I
what's happening? I was
portals.
Like, is this actually happening? Is like the quickening actually happening, where things are just speeding up faster and faster and faster and faster, and we're actually entering?
I mean,
some
I don't know if it's
like,
that simple, but
I'm just saying
we're entering a new time,
for sure.
Or the human species can all die off. Basically, I don't know how that would work either. But like, shit's happening, and all we can really do is surrender, become more in touch with our own systems. Whether it's panic arising, learning how to deal with that within your system, depression, but we're all in a really deep unknown, and I'm just surrendering. There's only so much control we have in this moment, but this is where community and kindness does need to come in.
Yeah.
Not just through words, but actions too. Do you have someone's back? What can you do to help a person that you know, even if it is just a kind word, that's all you have to give?
Yeah, because that's
But like, if you see someone losing their job or whatever, and you're in a place where you are more financially stable, like these are the times where you can help thy neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a deep shift. So, and I love that you have, I'm looking
elephant
at
tapestry.
Ganesha, essentially. Elephant medicine's been coming in through so much. And I'm feeling like...
It's Ganesha or Ganesh?
Ganesh, Ganesha. There's different ways of saying it. I believe that the remover of obstacles medicine is coming through. As fucked up as everything is, we're in a rebirth, a reset, a clearing.
This is definitely rebirth.
But we'll see how this all... Anyone who thinks shit wasn't broken before this, I'm sorry, my friends. You are wrong and we're wrong.
That's why like people who are adamantly still defending the status quo and Trump right now, as this guy gets up there every single day and goes on these egomaniac rants talking about his ratings and stuff like that.
It was like remember when it was first starting, he's like, no, it's just like a flu. Yeah.
And it's such a perfect mirror for us. Like this really isn't about politics anymore. It's just like,
it's not
nonsense. Like this is absolute
broken systems. It's complete nonsense. No more parasitic.
Like have some respect for you're holding this man up as like, this is my representative and I'm proud of that. Like have some respect for yourself. Like seriously, this is out of control. Like the bar
but
has
it's not
been
just
set
him either.
So I know
it's not
just
him at all.
It's the whole thing.
It's the whole fucking thing. It's the whole thing. What just
my
happened?
Siri just went off. Hey Siri, shut up.
Does she listen if you tell her to shut up? Oh, holy shit. She did.
Yep.
That's crazy. So. Who knew that abusive language could really work with an iPhone?
The AI will remember that, and I will pay my karma in the future.
All right. You remember that, AI, when you somehow take a body.
Yeah. Whenever transhumanism
remember
comes along.
Remember when you told me to shut
remember.
Up?
Yeah. And I will be
but
tortured.
You know what? Siri, it was rude because we're in the middle of podcasting, so yes. I'm not going to even take your side, Siri. So. Well, let's talk about something, a broken system that I'm fucking experiencing with my goddamn beautiful boyfriend. Is the whole prison system, the way we treat mental health facilities, everything. It's like, once again, whether it's humans or animals or the earth itself, when there are a ton of beings suffering, and we're all one, which Bernie talks about a lot, when we're all connected and you have a ton of beings suffering, that's our suffering as well. So you can think you're so safe or distant in your own place, but if you're part of a whole collective where beings are in pain, then it's affecting us as well. And that's part of this. So much pain. And I could feel it in my system so closely, how much pain the earth is in and what we're doing to the animals. Like it's insane. So everything from prison reform. I mean, I hope that hearings go virtual soon. We just like schools got right up and running, the legal system needs to be up and running. Because there are innocent people who deserve a fair hearing, trial, whatever. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but get that shit up.
Yeah, I wish I could do something about that. But also shows like, once again, the interconnected nature of everything. How just one person in China ate a bat and look at this now.
I don't
just
think it's like, that simple. Boom. One person ate a bat.
But like I know there's much more things that happened prior to it, but that just shows how like the ripple effect of how something
I
spreads
have
like
seen
that and has affected literally
the most
everything.
Horrific videos on my Instagram and Facebook for years that would pop up of people eating some seafood that was still alive and moving on their fucking plates.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how the fuck would you feel if we were on a different planet where humans were the ones being treated like that? How have we not connected that fully?
Yeah.
People are just treating each other and animals like they're just, I'm on top of the food chain, motherfucker. It's like, it is Tiger King shit. It's like, pretend you're that tiger. Pretend you're that being. How would you want another being to treat you? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the food chain can't exist or that we all have to be vegetarian. I'm not saying that. But we have to be way more in tune to nature. It's gross what's happening. Like that, you think, that's why when everyone's so upset about Corona, I'm like, don't get me wrong. It's an upsetting thing. But I was already upset.
Yeah.
This hasn't made like, me.
I was already sad.
I was already really. I was already
depressed. Yeah,
and
me too.
And once again, I have too many clients. And I also just know about like the abuse that goes on in homes. And just how much we're putting on these facades mm-hmm. and wearing masks. And it's like time for that shit to end.
No, this whole system is
bullshit. It's crumbling and it needs bullshit. To crumble. It's like, so you're not going to see me. I'm sad for what's happening, but I've been sad.
Yeah, I've been depressed for pretty much my whole life.
The last podcast we did was ODKY.
Seriously.
Don't kill yourself. So I'm not going to sit here acting like that was just me and Zach feeling mm-hmm. that. Please. I know too much at this point. So we need to fix some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll get more and more of a gangster Kate through this. Trust me.
Because this was like, I don't want to be once again being like, I told you so, but like we've been on this train for years.
My dreams were in this world. I was already, and I said this months ago, that I was having apocalyptic dreams, but it didn't feel like dreams. It felt like a holographic thing of what we didn't want to actually see, you know? So I'm just like, all right, I'm not reveling in pain. I'm saying, let this be the catalyst to fix the pain finally. Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to tread lightly saying this because I hope I get my message across clear. But like, I've been struggling with depression for a long time. And this event, in a strange way, I don't even say in a strange way, has given me hope that things, maybe we can change now.
Yes.
And that's not me saying I'm happy that people are dying. That's not me saying I'm happy that people are.
You heard it here first, kids. Zach wants you all dead.
I'm glad all the nurses and doctors are dying from coronavirus.
He did not say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he did not say that. He does not think that. And anyone who would take something like that, go fucking shit in your own butthole, okay? Yeah. Like, get a life. I'm noticing the, like, the overall. It's true. I'm noticing this. We already knew about the PC police, you know? But there are some people who really like taking shit out of context.
Dude, it's like...
And the judgment right now, too. And once look, I'm mostly quarantined. Don't get me wrong. But shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
Some of these people are like becoming quarantine Nazis and no one fucking's paying them.
Oh, about people walking outside and stuff like that?
There are different layers and levels to it. I'm not about going to bars. You can't. It's illegal. I'm not about the people that were on the beaches. That was kind of hysterical. I mean, I was like, that's like literally a SpongeBob
episode.
That's
just so human. That's just like so like...
So I get like the people being like, oh, stop that. But like there are some people going to grocery stores every day and then talking to other people about quarantining. It's like, well, and I don't care. Like, do what you need to do.
I just
I've
about
been
this
food
one video.
Shopping, but it's like, I can't with all that judgment. Where was your judgment when people were wearing turtles in their fucking necklaces? Where was your judgment when you were going to Petco and watching birds in fucking cages? Okay? Where was this anger when you knew that innocent people
your family
were locked
to
in prison? That's what I'm saying. When you're going to zoos and watching gorillas eat their own shit because they're so fucking bored in captivity. Yeah. Where was all this judgment and rage? You know, it's like, that's what enrages me.
Yeah.
And at least for me, this is putting me more into me. I'm going to say what the fuck I think. What are you going to do? Come to my house in your fucking quarantine mask?
Yeah, because also in a weird way, it's kind of like taking to the point, like, we really have nothing else to lose. So, like...
I'm ready for
it.
If the apocalypse hits.
You see the video of the dude who went through the drive-thru to get coffee and they put it on the windowsill for him to pick up and he was spraying it with disinfectant and spinning it around and spraying it for like 20 seconds.
Some of y'all motherfuckers
and then he
are drinking disinfectant like that ain't worse than the corona.
And then he took the lid off and he threw it back at them.
Yo,
and drove away. And
I would
said,
love
Thank
for someone
you.
To try something
I
like that
like,
with
dude,
me.
I was like, dude, if you're going to go to that extreme, like you're living in that much fear, like
some people are literally spraying disinfectant and breathing it in. Like that's not a toxic substance. It's mind blowing to see some of the methods people are using that would also maybe make them sicker.
The fear is
it's the fear.
The fear is a worse pandemic. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but. Fear is a huge
factor
in this. And there's a way to live intelligently.
I'm glad I did the spiritual work I did before this hit. Because I'm like surrendering.
Because like, there's a way to live intelligently against danger, something that is dangerous, and then there's living in complete fear, which completely suppresses your immune system, by the way. So the more you're in fear, the more likely you are to get sick in the first place.
Mind, body, spirit connection. So
it's all connected.
Let's pay attention.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up. Ding, ding, ding. The alarm's here.
Boing.
Yeah. Like this good alarm sound. And once again, we're not trying to sound calloused about this, but at some point you can't just keep being like, I hate that we even have to do that, Zach. We're two of the most caring people, but we're also real. So it's like, we need to get our act together collectively, or this shit can get so much worse. Yeah. And when I say I'm ready for it, or that I'm like surrendering, it's because I've been put through so much leading up to this, and I was affected by it. My boyfriend's hearing. We fought for that fucking date. And now I don't know when that shit's going to happen. You know what I mean? So it's not like I haven't had to surrender. Like that to me is like a life.
Yeah, it's a huge event. For
yeah.
You.
Like huge. And I just had to go for whatever reason.
It's not happening.
This is what it's supposed to be right now. And thank God he's a fucking gem of a human and does his spiritual work, because he surrendered it too. You know, imagine being in that situation. You finally get a fucking date.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and it's like, all right, this is what the universe wants right now. We don't know why. It's impersonal as hell. But all we can do is surrender right now and fucking pray. If you weren't praying before, you better take your atheist ass.
Yeah, I've been praying.
I don't care where, but you better fucking pray.
I've been praying a good amount.
You reconnect to that soul and you find, you find your emotions. Well, so,
like this is...
Motherfuckers wearing really turtles in their necklaces.
Just collectively, it's just like shown just like kind of how soulless our systems are. Like it's just so,
amen,
so inhumane.
You know who wasn't surprised that it's soulless? Bernie.
But like, and so you want to talk about like people who are like judgmental and like talk a bunch of shit. So again, I'm bringing about the politics with Bernie, but I'm more so talking about this looking at a consciousness phenomena and the, what Bernie represents to me in the movement is a progressive movement of actual change, and not like this soft, fake progressive bullshit of like it matters what your vagina, if you have a vagina or a penis, if you're president, or what the color of your skin is. Like true justice, like not none of this like PC bullshit. And
it is crazy that we have
fight,
not
the big fight right now in the quote unquote Democratic side. Is between the progressives and the liberals, which would be like the more centrist people, like our Joe Biden. And people gaslight Bernie Sanders people so much because Bernie Sanders following is a lot of angry people, a lot of people who have been oppressed for a very long time and really want to see change. And they get hit with this like, oh, well, you guys are rude about it and you're not nice about communicating your message because
well, there are a lot of shit bags that are voting for Bernie.
There are
a lot of shit bags voting for any person.
Yeah, but like
there might be shit bags listening to my podcast right now.
But like
hi.
So but they like by doing
and hello
that,
to all my listeners I do love
they
by
take,
the way.
Like so they take like this fringe amount of people who are very rude and then they'll discredit everything that's being said for it to like bypass and continue to do their same shitty stuff and dig their head in the sand. And that is just like another telling
but
sign
none
of
like it's
how
surprising.
Everyone just wants to dig their head in the sand and pretend that it's not there.
It doesn't matter because all that's showing up in every category of just people being idiots.
They don't want to change.
Well, the change is here. Change is here. I don't know who's going to end up being president. But it does matter, but at this point it might not because everything's falling apart so fast. We don't have any idea how voting could even happen. We just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it seems.
And I'm here for it, man. I've been waiting for this change because it needs to happen, you know? So I'm just surrendered. It doesn't mean like everything's going great or whatever the way I, you know, if it was going great, I'd be.
I just read a portion
having crazy
of
sex with my boyfriend every day.
I just read a portion this morning from the Receiving God book about going into the unknown.
Oh, really? That's what's happening, though.
So
people,
it's like, the ability to go into, we really have to go into this.
So do your spiritual
really
work.
Open-hearted.
Open-hearted, entering and surrendering into the unknown. And it's going to really test people right now spiritual work you need to do. And if you need a healing, I got you. kwolf2f27@gmail.com.
I'm going to start doing healings too. I'm going to actually make a Facebook post after this.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
because I got nothing to do
in your fourth year.
I have grad school and I'm unemployed. So
the world needs healing. And fortunately, we have learned you're almost graduated. Non-dual yes. Kabbalistic healing.
Yes.
Which works.
Yeah.
It does. So
I'm trying to do some. Because, you know, half the world just got laid off. I'm willing to do free exchanges.
Mine are not until, free.
I know, but Kate's a pro at this. Kate's experience.
I love you. Thank you.
I'm just
that getting made my soul happy. I just saw a spirit go by you, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd he say? What'd it look like?
It didn't say anything. It was just like do you ever see them where it's like the energy shifts in front of you? It's like there's like a wave. It's like this thing.
That's how I see it. I believe everyone has their own.
Oh, absolutely.
Skills of how they tune into it.
Some people can smell a being that's near. Some people can hear. Some people have all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've experienced different things, but I just love that shit. It's like good reminders of other beings being here and supporting even this conversation.
That's been my hardest challenge with all this is like, I guess the surrendering part and also knowing that there's other forces at play beyond the human.
Always.
I know. It's like, but that's so, it's really because
we forget.
We forget a lot because, you know, our entire culture is around how we are in control. We are in control of the world.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
So.
Anyway. So let's see. What else?
Did you watch the Tiger King shit?
Of course I did. I loved it. Absurd. The documentary, the docuseries.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It was well done. People are all
because
insane.
Once again, are they? Because everyone
is. That's what
is.
I say. Like, people are like looking at Joe Exotic like he's a nutbag, but like that's
how many people were going
people
through that
like
park.
That. Yeah,
it does not take someone that awakened to go through a park or a zoo or an aquarium and say, you know what? Would I want that done to me if I was that being?
Yeah,
you know, we have to wake up. So I loved it. It was nuts. Joe Exotic is one of the biggest characters I've ever witnessed. That's for goddamn sure. His music videos, amazing.
What a human being. What a creature.
Yes.
I would go to the zoo. If I'm going to go to the zoo, it'd be to watch Joe Exotic, not the tigers.
I mean.
But I wouldn't go to the zoo.
Joe Exotic's definitely someone you could watch. But I just felt bad for the tigers. I'm like, guys, no one wants to be in cages. I feel bad for a lot of dogs that are pets and cats that are pets that have no real freedom in a sense, too. Like, the whole thing needs to change. I'm not saying pets can't exist, but like really putting yourself in other being shoes, human, animal, the planet, and say, how would I want to be treated? It's really not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Being that's the funny thing, too, is like when we talk like this, if anyone had beef with me, it's like, yo, I've been forever. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person because I know I've been a cunt and an asshole, but like I've tried my best to be like, how would that being want to be treated if I were that? Mm-hmm. And once again, have I fucked up? Of course we all have, but I try my best.
I, for the most part, like when I'm angry at someone or have like beef with someone, it's usually from a, like there's a social worker named Brianne Brown. She's done a lot of work. She says it's almost impossible to hate someone up close.
True story.
So I find that incredibly true. Whereas, like, most of my
I
anger,
always hate Zach like, till
even
I
if,
see
like,
him. I'm joking.
I think, like right now, like, there's a lot of people that I have visceral rage for. But, like, let's just say, like Trump triggers me like no else.
I would love to watch you
like,
meet Trump.
I would, like, but if he was in this room.
If you walked out of the meeting with a Make
if he in this
America
room, like, I, like, part of me.
Make America Great Again hat?
MAGA,
I'd be like,
yeah,
I'd be like, Zach.
He turned me. He turned me to the dark side. He's like, I'm dead asleep now.
You're like, Kate, look at this cool ass hat, though.
Like, but, like, so much of me, like, thinks that, like, I want to punch him in the face, but, like, from up close, even like the worst human beings, if it was just like you and them in a room by yourselves, like having a conversation, like usually you can.
No, there's some motherfuckers I can see face to face. I'm like, nah, I'm still going to spit in your fucking.
I think Ben Shapiro is one that I would let rip on. He's a conservative pundit that spreads total racist shit all the time that I would have to restrain myself if I saw him.
I would just give a lot of fucking too. I mean, there have been people, when I graduated college, there was one dude, he was doing real reckless shit, like real inhuman shit. Uh-huh. And, you know, we got into a lot of big fights. And then by the end, he was like, let's just bury the hatchet. And I was like, nah. He was like, what? I said, nice. Let's bury the hatchet. And I was like, I ain't burying no hatchet.
Nice.
And he was shocked that I, like, face to face said no. But I meant it. I was like, I'm not okay with who you are at this point. I'm not saying if he healed and did work that that wouldn't change. But the stuff I was seeing, I mean, he was a person who worked at Subway and admitted that he peed into the pickles.
Ugh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit.
That
kind of shit. He wasn't doing it anymore necessarily when I knew him, but he was still doing shit in that realm in a sense. Like he just had no, but that's what I'm saying. And I bet you right now, I guarantee that person is making a ton of money. He came from money. And I guarantee right now he's a Wall Street like dude with a wife who in a white picket fence. Yeah. I guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, I'm not surprised about Corona. Because okay, that shit's way too common. Yeah, date rape's too common.
Yeah.
We have a president who was accused of like 13 counts of rape or something.
And Joe Biden now.
There you go. Was Joe Biden accused of rape
and
now?
No one's covering it. Why? You want to know why? Because it's, you know, the powers that be do not want
There's
him.
A bigger power. There are bigger powers that are finally coming in. And
I read one of Martin Luther King's quotes today. I didn't know he said it. He said, the arch towards justice is long, but it always bends towards justice. I said the wrong quote.
And we're still dying right now.
It's a long arch, but it bends towards justice.
We'll see how all this goes. But you know what? This is going to be a real left turn, Zach, but I'm hungry as fuck for Chipotle. I really hope Chipotle's still open.
Is there a Chipotle around here?
I don't know.
We have to Google it.
We'll have to Google. I love Chipotle so much. And I haven't had it now because of the quarantine. It might be one of those things where you have to like pre-order to get it, you know, because the way it's set up might not be Corona friendly. But I'm ready. After this is over, got to go eat because I'm hungry as shit.
Let's go eat.
Okay. Other time.
Recording?
Anyway, we'll be done. We're 40 minutes. We can end in like 10, I think.
Okay, cool.
Tiger King. Definitely watch it if you haven't. And like I said, picture yourself
as the tigers.
Yeah. Do you think the tigers right now, how do you think the animals feel about coronavirus? The ones that have been in cages and
they're like, cool.
I'm telling you, I'm just shocked that like we've stayed in that energy system for so long. Honestly, I'm shocked it took this long to get to Corona.
Honestly, yeah.
I am. If you see, and I'm not trying to diss China or anything like that, but if you see some of the markets the way they were set up, whether it was exotic animals or dogs or whatever, but I'm also talking factory farms here in the U.S.
Yes.
I have been watching PETA's videos and other videos for so many years. I'm not a stranger to know, oh my God, animal testing?
Yeah.
Animal testing?
So that you can wear makeup?
You see these fucking, even animal testing for other shit too.
There's a lot
of
karmic energy
shit
that we have to work through. Like, that's real. Like, we have...
Some humans have been doing some evil, fucked up shit. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not necessarily pro-life, but I will say this. No one should be having abortions at like 7, 8, or 9 months, unless it's like a rare, crazy thing too.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole thing that we need to be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I'm not anti-abortion, but there also has to be another way we look at that shit, too.
Totally.
Duality is ending, man. Duality, it's the end of duality.
More scientific and spiritual approach, too.
Yeah. We're entering a phase of true non-duality for those who can really see themselves and see the light and the dark within, because we're made of it all.
Yeah.
And Malchut on the tree, physical manifestation.
Reality.
The devil's not what we think the devil is, you know? To be physically manifested, you have the light and the dark within. You're naturally a killer to even exist. You have to eat. You have to consume. But there's a way you can do that. That is not parasitic.
In relationship
and
to
yeah,
the rest
there's
of the
a kinder
world.
Way.
Yes.
So
well, even
let's
like
see if it happens.
Even like a scientific like I heard this from another podcast. I forget who I was listening to, but they were talking about Tiger King, and they said psychological effects it has on if you bring your children to the zoo and they're seeing how the caged animals, that begins to neurologically affect children to believe that this is the way of life, where human, we are in control and it's okay to cage these animals. And that's not even in that neurologically effect. Your brain isn't distincting between like, oh, that's a tiger, and this, it's just the pattern of I am king, I am in control of the world. And people, mm-hmm. their relationship with animals relates to relationships with other people, how they treat their domestic partners, how they treat their
family. Power dynamics.
It's all the same.
Tiger King was all about power and alpha shit too.
Yeah. And oh, that was all. It was all, it was just all a dick swinging fest.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're all dick swinging. Dick swinging each other. We all don't know. We feel powerless, so then we try to overpower in an abusive way. Mm-hmm. We see it with racism issues, police brutality. There was a horrible story I heard where a boss called the police because they hadn't heard from a worker. A worker didn't come in. And I believe it was, yeah, that's why I'm telling the story. It was a black man. And the police went to this person's house who didn't go to work, and they ended up shooting him. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So all of this needs to end. Racism, police brutality. It's a sick fucking collective. And people, some people were listening, but not enough. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you can tell no one listens, because when like Black Lives Matter movement started, the first response wasn't to, oh, let's listen, like, oh, you guys are in pain, let's listen to you. The first move was All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. To counteract them, it's be like, no, you're making it up.
Black Lives Matter means all lives matter. They're saying Black Lives Matter because they're the ones getting innocent lives are being taken by the police, the force that's supposed to be protecting the mm-hmm. whole. So anyone who has to go and say all lives matter, no yeah. fucking shit. That's what Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. means.
And the way
it's so elementary.
Yes.
It's so, and they say it. People who say all lives matter, they say it like, but all lives matter. It's like, that's what it fucking means.
Yeah.
Guess what? The Black Lives Matter hashtag will go away once people aren't being shot innocently because of their color.
Yeah. But it's also, to me, the way I look at it, it's also this system that oppresses minorities. It's also dangerous for police as well, because it's the system that creates I'm actually reading a book right now about gang life in Chicago.
Oh, I see that.
And how the systematic
gang leader for a day.
Yeah. The systematic processes that have occurred to, like, no one asked, like, why is this section of this entire city poor black people? Did black people just one day decide, hey, we're going to move here and we're all going to be poor? Like, no, there was systematic processes that worked its way out to that today's reality. And this dynamic of poverty always creates crime. And then now the police have to police these heavy crime-ridden areas, which puts the police at risk. So
duality, it's the end of duality.
It's both, you know, it's both. So, like, if I was a police officer, my first move would be, like, what can we do to make these communities better? And what's the systematic issues at play, the systematic racial issues, the prejudice issues, whatever it may be, the economic issues that are creating this, because this is making my life a living hell, because you have to go in there and police these areas. And so that's why I just do not understand the response to Black Lives Matter was like this such pro.
That's fear-based thinking. Like,
yeah,
it always stems from that, because to come back in that defensive way from someone trying to defend their life, they're too fear-filled to actually hear what the message yes. is. And that's what needs to change, is like you said, walking into the unknown with an open heart and trying to love each other more, not just humans, but the planet. Global warming is real. We have to start paying attention. We can't keep treating the animals the way we do. We cannot. Animals have souls. So it's time to just wake up and be a little kinder. And first of all, be a little kinder to yourself. Stop this whole like, oh, I don't feel well, but I got to make it into work. Or, you know, I don't really want to be in this relationship, but I don't want to let this person down. Mm-hmm. Or start actually listening to your needs and find a way. It doesn't mean hurting other people, but start finding a way to communicate what your needs are. Not in a way that you have to be mad at someone else, but start actually paying attention. Feel again. Don't feel like you're a baby for being so sensitive. We are all sensitive creatures. Mm-hmm. And until we acknowledge it and stop pushing it down, thinking that that's what strength is, then we're going to need things like the corona to show us it doesn't matter how quote unquote strong you think you are. This is how actually vulnerable you are.
Boom.
And that's the truth. You think you're stronger? You think you can dominate the whole fucking thing? I don't think so.
Yeah.
There are forces way bigger, whether you want to call it God, goddess, universe, that can put you in a headlock so fucking fast.
Yeah. One of my biggest hopes is I hope this economic situation that's occurring right now makes people realize how much closer they are to being homeless than they are to being the billionaire that we constantly genuflect in front of every day and like kiss the ground that the billionaires walk because we all aspire to be these successful business people. Like, they won't exist without us. They don't exist without
that
the working population.
That unevenness can't exist anymore.
Like, we are so much closer to being homeless and on the street than we are to being that. And the value system that's in place, that we aspire to be this completely dominant economic force where we want to have huge companies, monopolies that run the world, and that we put those people up on a pedestal while we spit on the homeless and look at them as like people who didn't try hard enough.
We need more communal living. We've been talking about this forever.
Yep.
Communities. So. Communal living does not have to mean what everyone might think it is. It doesn't have to be a huge house that everyone's in.
Yeah.
It's just a community where we farm together.
Localized.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly.
And connected.
And we just care about the community and the people around us, not in like an invasive, like, howdy neighbor.
Yeah.
But you just care if everyone's doing well. And treat everyone like a human, despite their color, race, beliefs, etc. It's just a kinder way of being. And yeah, it does. There's no place for this dominance. Like, only certain people have billions, while others don't even have food to put on the table. We have communities without clean water. You think when you don't have clean water, that doesn't lead to disease?
Mm-hmm.
So, come on. This is not, corona isn't the first time a virus has been present. And when you don't have clean water, if you think that those communities have the best immune systems to fight it off, well, then you're wrong. So everyone needs to have that as well throughout the world. I'm so pissed.
Well, I'm reading I really love and have been getting into the work of Martin Luther King Jr. recently, but he was more, as I'm going through non-dual Kabbalistic healing and learning non-duality, like how non-dual he was, and this is one of his quotes about the interconnected nature of everything. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. You can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. So that goes speaking that like, if someone doesn't have clean water, I don't have clean water.
Amen.
You know,
it's oneness.
Yeah.
It's oneness at its finest. And that's what we need to wake up to. And there's no callousness in that. But am I going to always be pro Earth surviving? Of course.
Well, Earth will survive.
Earth's going to survive, and Earth's going to do whatever the fuck it needs to do.
It'll go through whatever process it needs to.
So I'm not going to be touchy around the Earth doing what it needs to do. It's just shocking, once again, at how shocked people are. But
well, even like the consciousness around, we're fighting coronavirus, you know, the way we frame it, where like Trump was like, we will have a victory, we're gonna
it's
win,
like the WWE.
It's like everything is about win loss. I'm like, this isn't like, I understand it's a fight in a way, but like, to look at it, it's the same way we look at cancer. We say fuck cancer, and I am, I battle with cancer, as opposed to like, this is just nature working itself. And it doesn't mean don't
healing
fight
is a better. I think
effort.
Healing's a
yeah,
better
we're
word.
Healing with this, we have to work with the virus. You have to work with cancer. Like, you, what's the message that's coming through, and what changes do we need to make?
How do we heal disease? I say disease in quotes because it's not about always getting rid of any kind of sickness.
Yeah.
We've learned in our school that in a sense disease allows for healing in a sense, but we can even change our relationship to what we think disease is. So the whole thing needs to change, but you're right, and we need to heal through this together for it to even go away. But all right, let's wrap this up, because I'm starving.
All right,
Zach, where can people find you?
If you want to follow me on Twitter is where I get in the muddle about politics. You'll see Zach ZW Camper, Campo.
Camper.
I'm also on Instagram as ZW Campo, where I post funny stuff every now and then. And on Facebook, I go back and forth between well-thought-out political thoughts, spiritual thoughts, and also every now and then I do a joke. So,
so follow him. He's a good person. Funny, with a good heart.
Thanks, Kate.
You're welcome.
All right.
And for me, if you'd like a healing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram, at the Kate Wolf. I did have shows to promote, but they're canceled right now. And we can't, no one can really reschedule until we know more about, because I'm not going to start promoting stuff until we're like through totally. It, because that's just dumb. So I will have stuff to promote in terms of live shows. Hopefully Zach will be a part, at least one of them. I'm sure you will be.
I'm getting back into it.
Eventually. Yeah, when the world's back up and running, but let's hope that it's back up and running when we decide to really shift and care about each other, the planet, and animals again.
The earth.
The earths. All right.
Peace.